For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are live in an 11 o'clock hour on a Monday Labor Day. Hope your Labor Day is going well. Looks like a beautiful, nice day. September the 2nd. And the phone lines are open for me and you to talk. And the rules are simple here. I got 3 hours to talk to you. John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 404-726-0929. We talk about what you want to talk about. I'm going to throw out three questions. But if you want to talk about something that isn't on those three questions, because the three questions are Braves and Falcons, if you want to jump in on college football, be my guest. Would love to hear from a fan of LSU after what happened last night. If you want to jump in on that and tell me about your team, you are more than welcome. And if you want to jump in here and have a thought about what you saw the first week of college football, you're more than welcome. You want to talk a little bit about the Hawks. I'm always willing to talk about the Hawks, too, here. A reminder that this hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. You go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Well, the three questions are pretty simple to you at 404-726-0929. Number one, how worried are you that the Sorta Braves are not going to make the playoffs? With the loss last night, the loss I did not see, and I didn't see it because, that's right, DirecTV and Disney decided that this would be a good time for them to get into a sword fight, and the next thing you know, they're yanking ESPN from me right before the Braves and Phillies game. They go, but no, God, sorry, you're out, you're dark. I'm like, what, huh? So I didn't get to see the game, so I had to follow it on the old X Twitter interwebs thing. And so I didn't get to see the game itself. And the Braves had chances, and they lost and ended up losing the series to the Phillies. Now the East is over, I understand that. Braves are now third of three teams in the wild card and only a game ahead of the Mets, only three ahead of the red-hot Cubs, and 25 games to go. And I'm just kind of interested, from your standpoint, how concerned you are about, do you have any concern at all? You may say, no, I'm not really worried. Sorta Braves got this. I've got big concerns that they're not going to make the postseason. And, again, I guess you could also argue that if they do make the postseason, so what? They're not going to do anything. I guess. I still want to make the playoffs, don't you? I want to see the Sorta Braves kind of have some fun here. And they didn't fare so well in Philadelphia. They let a couple of those games get away. They went 1-3 where they could have really pretty much gone 3-1, but that's the Sorta Braves for you. 404-726-0929. So how concerned are you the Sorta Braves are not going to make the playoffs? Is the NFL wide open? Question number two. I was asking Harper, do you think the NFL is wide open this year, or is it all about the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Lions and the Niners and the teams at the very top, and the rest of us are just kind of like we are resigned to scraps? I'm kind of curious how you fall on that. And I want to check your pulse if you're a Falcons fan here. How do you feel about the Falcons this year? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you cautious? You know, is there a word that kind of describes how you feel as a Falcons fan? I will say that I am excited. Okay, that's how I feel. I'm excited about this team winning the South. I'm excited about this team doing big things. I'm really excited about the future with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot now running the show. I really like this team, but that's me, and I know that a lot of you understand that I'm the keeper of the Kool-Aid and the driver of the bandwagon. Some people call me a homer, which fine, I don't care if you call me a homer. If by homer you mean I'm proud of my teams and proud of my city and I still back my teams win or lose, yes, I'm a homer. All right, so what? And so that it's like they think that's a negative. You're nothing but a homer. I'm like, okay, Yeah, and?
Well, you know, Homer, he is just a... He's not thinking straight.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as you... Well, okay. That's not how I view it, but all right. You do you, okay? You do you. Matter of fact, you do you a little better and maybe go back and graduate fourth grade. Okay? I'm just saying, okay? Just, you know, because it probably helped you in life. And that's all I'm saying. The national media, which you don't hate enough, says this. ESPN's got its big thing up there. If you want to go on their website, I don't encourage you to, but if you do, they've got a big thing up on their NFL page, ranking all of 32 teams. They say the Falcons are mid. Yeah, say the Falcons are mid. That's where they put them, which, by the way, is an improvement, I guess, right? I mean, they have them 15th out of 32, so they're technically in the upper half of the NFL. So that's not a bad thing, but it's not a great thing either, and I'm kind of going, okay, I guess we got to prove it. New arena... whatever the hell that thing is, I've read it a few times, says they rank the defense. I just get a kick out of some of these guys that write stuff. I swear, some of the people that they hire for these websites, you know, for these kiddie websites, these kiddie sports websites like New Arena and Bleacher Report that are run by children, when they hire these 21-year-olds, not that I wasn't a 21-year-old at one time, but when I was 21, I was anchoring at CNN. But I understood... at age 21, I was smart enough to know that I didn't know squat, okay? I wasn't walking around trying to tell people anything in 1981. I wasn't doing it. I was asking questions. I was telling those guys. I was telling Fred Hickman and Olbermann. Well, Olbermann, oh, my God. And Dan Patrick and Nick and all those guys. I was telling them, look, listen, what do you think? Tell me how this works. You know, how are we looking at stuff? You know, I wasn't out there writing stuff and making predictions and saying, I'm right. But I swear to God, they give crayons to these kids. And there's like at New Arena, and they come up with a, here we'll rank, and this is what New Arena did yesterday, the 32 defenses in the NFL, 1 through 32, okay? And we'll give a crayon to a 21-year-old and say, figure this out. Where does 20, I don't know that he's 21, he could be 45 for all I know, but he writes in crayon. Where do you think, all right, so New Arena ranks the defenses in the NFL, 1 through 32. Noel, where do you think they rank the Falcons' defense? Just take a wild guess.
It's the national media, so I'm going to say 29th.
Oh, you are darn close, but you're not low enough.
See, I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt and not go too low.
No, they had them 30th. 30th. The second to worst defense in the NFL.
Okay.
See, now you could have your own opinion. That's fine. But if you're looking at a defense that finished in the middle of the pack last year, a defense that's got Grady Jarrett back, and traded for Matthew Judon, signed Justin Simmons, has Jesse Bates, has A.J. Terrell, has David Onyemata. I mean, if you're looking at this defense and you think that there are only two defenses in the NFL worse than this defense, on paper, because that's what we're talking about here, why are you writing for national media? Whatever card they give you for that, they don't really give you a card, but if they did, should be pulled, okay? If you want to be like ESPN and call them mid, that's fine. But no, New Arena didn't call them mid. New Arena said, yeah, that defense sucks. All right. Then you have SB Nation. Oh, my God, SB Nation. I will say this. One thing about SB Nation. SB Nation's weird, okay? Because it's a conglomeration of sites that are run by different people, right? And so... these conglomeration of sites, SB Nation itself is just an aggregator and then a kind of an overarching, you know, thing of sites here. And some of the sites happen to be really good. It just depends on the particular site. Some are really good and they're smart and they're thoughtful and they have good writers, and some are just trash. Okay, it just sort of depends on which site you happen to be hitting if you're going to SB Nation. So I'm not going to certainly bog. There's actually some sites in SB Nation that are actually pretty good. Canal Street Chronicle is not one of them. That is the Swampers site. They think the Swampers are going 11-6. Okay, good luck. So SB Nation's parent site writes about the Falcons in their NFL site, says the Falcons are, this is SB Nation, Atlanta Falcons are a desperate franchise. That's a headline. All right, there's the headline. Atlanta Falcons are a desperate franchise. They write this. When you, talking about the Falcons, the you is Falcons, when you try to emulate two Super Bowl winners, it's proof You're in desperation mode.
Now, John, I could have sworn that the NFL was known as a copycat league. So why, when the Falcons try to do things and prove themselves, they're known as, or they have to be labeled as, a desperate franchise? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Sit in the middle of the, wait in the middle of the pack forever?
Well, it's even worse than that, because they're so ignorant, they don't understand, to your point, what the copycatting was and is. I'll walk you through that in just a moment. It's a really good pickup by Noel. That's a really good pickup. Because I'm going to explain to you just how incredibly ignorant this I'm going to read two paragraphs. This really is. When you, that being the Falcons, try to emulate two Super Bowl winners, it's proof you're in desperation mode. Oh, no. You don't hate them enough. Many teams have thought about emulating the Buccaneers and Rams in their victories with older, established quarterbacks, and the Falcons are simply the next in line. It's not true. And I'll prove it in a second. We're not emulating the Rams, we're not emulating the Buccaneers, and we're not just simply the next in line. That is an ignorant statement that has no clue. You have to be like, so, all right, I'll walk you through it in a second. It says this, because this next paragraph, the final paragraph I'll read to you, kind of goes to my point. It's been 7 years since the Falcons won a playoff game. Well, no kidding. Hey, genius, thanks for looking that up. A team that saw a window with Matt Ryan come and go without much success to show for it. I don't know. I mean, Ryan went to two NFC title games. He went to a Super Bowl, won an MVP, almost went to another Super Bowl. Yeah, they had some harsh moments because they kept blowing stuff. But, you know, they did have quite a bit of success in and around that, too. Anyway, story goes on saying, considering the unpredictability of the NFC South, the brain trust in Atlanta feels like it's got to take its shot, lock up the division, and hope they can go far. If that doesn't materialize, it'll be a dark season in Atlanta. All right, so I want to burst at the seams reading this, because I so incredibly disagree. Fundamentally, they have a thing wrong here. Fundamentally. And then their conclusion is wrong on top of that. And I think I can prove it on both sides, okay? I can prove that there's a, I know there's a fun, I'm going to go to the fundamental thing first here. Many teams have thought that about emulating the Buccaneers and Rams in their victories with over, okay, that is fundamentally wrong. The Falcons are simply next in line. Again, fundamentally wrong. And then their conclusion that Atlanta feels like it's got to take its shot. It's got to take its shot now. Lock up the division. If it doesn't materialize, it'll be a dark season in Atlanta. The conclusion is wrong, too. And I'll explain to you why. Fundamentally, they're wrong, and the conclusion is wrong, too. And I'll do that after a commercial break, because it's a Monday, and we have a couple more spots we normally would do on weekends, and I'm going to need more than a minute to walk you through this here. But I want to see if you can understand where I'm coming from as to how the national media is misreading this, and why you as an Atlanta Falcons fan, me as an Atlanta Falcons fan, ought to be able to sit back. We don't have to school them. I'll just walk you through it. It's the argument on the other side. We don't have to get into arguments with these people. They're dunderheads, okay? It's, you know, okay, I'm not arguing with you. You're a moron. You're not going to get this. You know, you have the IQ of toast. I'm not going to bother to explain this to you. I'm just going to explain it at large so that we all understand the page that we are all on is the correct page, and they have no idea what they're talking about. And they're about to get smacked across the mouth, across the lips, with what this Falcons team is going to do this year. Quick break, and I'll walk you through why this is fundamentally wrong and the conclusion is wrong next. On this Monday, Labor Day, from the Northern Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Labor Day. Hope you're out there grilling. And if you are, give us a call. I'd love to know what you're grilling. Harper was asking me what I'm grilling. I'm not really grilling anything. I'm just making hamburgers and hot dogs because, you know, I'm on the air till 2 o'clock. And by the time I get off the air and kind of get settled, it's going to be 2:30. I don't have time to do a brisket or anything today. That's fine. I just don't have time to get all that super involved in it. It's just going to be kind of a hamburger, hot dog kind of day. You know, potato chip kind of day. So that's what my day is going to be today in terms of Labor Day, which is fine. I don't have time to do anything really fancy dancy. I'm not going to go all Carl Dukes on you, you know, because Dukes is the dude, right? I mean, he's that guy. He and Conti, the two of them are like they're like, oh, they should have like YouTube channels, okay? Me, I'm throwing something together here and it'll be good. That's all I can tell you. So anyway, back to this, you are going to come to, in anything in life, you're going to come to a wrong conclusion, okay, if you don't have the correct set of facts to work from the jump. And SB Nation is wrong in its base assumption here about the Atlanta Falcons. And I can prove that they're wrong. When they said the Falcons are a desperate franchise, by the way, let me stop for a second, 404-726-0929, I know a couple of you are hanging on, I'll only be a minute in walking everybody through why SB Nation's wrong in this, and then I'll get to your calls here. When they say, under the headline, the Atlanta Falcons are a desperate franchise, here's what they have wrong in their assumptions are wrong, okay? When they say, when you try to emulate two Super Bowl winners, it's proof that you're in desperation mode. That's not what the Falcons are doing. They're not. Okay. Many teams have thought about emulating the Bucs and the Rams in their victories with older established quarterbacks, and the Falcons are simply next in line. None of that is true. And the only thing that's true is the Falcons went out and got an established quarterback like the Bucs did when they went out and got Tom Brady and then won a Super Bowl like the Rams did when they decided that they wanted a more established quarterback than Jared Goff, who had already taken them to a Super Bowl, and they wanted to make the trade for Matt Stafford, who then took them to a Super Bowl victory. I mean, yes, that part of it is true, but that's so surface, that is so surface thinking that you're missing the point here. When you try to emulate two Super Bowl winners, the Falcons are not trying to emulate two Super Bowl winners. The only thing they have in common with the Buccaneers and the Rams is that they, like the Buccaneers and Rams, sought an experienced veteran quarterback who was an elite processor who could come in and run the offense here. It makes an incorrect assumption. It's the same incorrect assumption that so many other people, oh, they're just trying to steal from the Rams. No, 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 no. I take you back to the 2016 NFL season where the Atlanta Falcons set a record for most points in franchise history in an offense with Kyle Shanahan that Raheem Morris happened to be on the staff for. An offense with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Calvin Ridley, you know, Devontae Freeman. Oh, God, I can't even, I almost threw up my mouth. Tevin Coleman and a veteran offensive line, right, that was, you know, that offense, how it worked. What happened? Oh, that's right. Raheem went to the Rams. And when Raheem went to the Rams, he took that offense with him. And he went to Sean McVay. Oh, because now you'll hear the spin. Oh, Raheem's trying to take the Sean McVay offense. No, no, dude. Raheem took the offense to Sean McVay. And then Sean McVay went, oh, I don't need Jared Goff, do I, in this offense? And Raheem went, no, no, you need a guy that could do this. And this is what we're going to run with Cooper Kupp and these guys here. This is how we're going to run the offense like we did in Atlanta. Oh, and then they made a trade to get a quarterback in that fit the Atlanta offense that Raheem brought over. Okay? This was ours from the jump. All we're doing is going back to 2016. It's the same offense. Do you not see it? Instead of Julio and Sanu and Ridley, it's now Drake and Kyle and Mooney. Instead of Ryan, it's Cousins. Instead of Devontae Freeman, the guy who loved the Saints, and Tevin Coleman, it's now Bijan and Tyler. And when, by the way, the offensive line is veteran, like that offensive line was, and by the way, that offensive line, like this offensive line, happens to have a Jake Matthews. So it's the same. They're going back to that. The Falcons were the ones who started this. They're not emulating anybody. They're not emulating the Rams. Oh, and by the way, Kirk Cousins, one of the reasons they wanted him is what? Oh, that's right. He ran this offense where? In Minnesota. Why did he run the offense in Minnesota? Because Kevin O'Connell is the head coach in Minnesota. Where was Kevin? Oh, he was with the Rams. And so he took the air quotes Rams offense, which was really the Falcons offense from 2016. And he went to Minnesota and he ran it with Kirk Cousins. So again, this all emulated. This came from here. Okay. It came from here. We're not trying to emulate anybody. We're just going back to what we do best. So that you don't understand that means that your conclusion is going to be wrong because you don't understand that. Because you say in your article, it's been 7 years since the Falcons won a playoff game. Yeah, 7 years since the Falcons were in the playoffs with this offense. And we're not talking the 28-3 year, we're talking the next year, okay? Where they were in Philadelphia, first down and goal at the 10, threw it four times to Julio. If they actually complete one of those passes in the end zone, they win the game and they go off to the NFC title game. There's no flashback to Nick Foles, and the Falcons might actually have won a Super Bowl the very next year. But I digress. I get back to the fact of the matter that this is Raheem Morris coming back to the – this is not somebody from the outside trying to go, oh, I see what they did in Tampa. I see what they did with the Rams in L.A. I think I'll steal from that and see if it works here. That's not what's happening here. We're going, Reams going, hey, you know what we did here in 2016 that I took to the LA Rams? Yeah, we're going to, that Kevin O'Connell took to the Minnesota Vikings, I'm bringing that back. So there is no emulate here. So the original supposition of the article is incorrect. Therefore, any conclusion they come to is automatically incorrect because they're not working from a proper set of facts. That's all I got to say. I'm just telling you, when they say the Atlanta Falcons are a desperate franchise, they have no clue here. Again, this goes back to the whole thing true about I saw, oh, their window to win is like 2 years. The hell you say? Why do you think we drafted Michael Penix? The window for the Atlanta Falcons, wait, hang on. The window for the Atlanta Falcons has got to be 6-7 years, doesn't it? Yes. But these, I want so bad, this is why I'm asking you, you know, what do you think, check your pulse here. I better check mine because my blood pressure's got to go down. I want so bad, not only to win a Super Bowl in my 50th year, I think it's my 50th year of being a Falcons fan, just because I want to have the parade, but also I want to shut these people up. Oh my God. It's just their, all right, let's get to JR here. He's on with John. JR, happy Labor Day to you, and welcome to the show. Appreciate your being patient there, JR. Thanks.
Hey, John. Hey, I'm an LSU fan, and I was pretty mad about last night, but my question to you is, I'm a big fantasy football guy. Who do I start, Josh Jacobs or Travis Etienne?
You are asking the wrong guy. Bo Johnson does our fantasy show. JR, I don't play fantasy football. I refuse to. The reason is because I don't know your league's, you know, what your league's rules are. There are all sorts of different rules. The reason I don't play is because I realized in the last year that I was playing, JR, that I would not take anybody that had a flower on his helmet. And since I was taking a team at that time, that had Drew Brees at quarterback. Since I refused to draft anybody because I wasn't going about to root for anybody like that, I realized I couldn't play fantasy football anymore. So I'm going to pass on the question because I don't know what your league rules are, and I'm not a fantasy football guy. So, but I would encourage you to reach out to Bo Johnson. He's on our staff. You can find him on Twitter. He's our big fantasy football guy. As a matter of fact, hang on just a second, JR. Does Bo have a fantasy show coming up here anytime soon? Noel, I know that that's kind of a tough question. Saturday at 7 a.m. Okay, Saturday at 7 a.m., JR. I would encourage you to check out Bo Johnson, call him on that show and talk to him on Saturday. because I don't want to miss I don't want to mislead you here. I got a question about LSU. How frustrated are you? Are you mad? First off, are you mad at Kyron Lacy for the stupidity of pulling out the finger gun?
That was stupid. He literally threw the game. And then Brian Kelly asked what the post-game interview was just. It wasn't what we needed after a loss. I know we lost three in a row of our opening games, but that's not what we needed. We just needed to admit that we lost and regroup for next game.
Yeah, it was Brian Kelly's under a lot of pressure because he has lost there. And maybe you ought to avoid, I'm just thinking in the future, maybe you ought to start with like Northwestern State or Louisiana Tech, Grambling,
yeah, that would be,
you know, something he can
ideal.
Handle.
Not
I might
have
play
like
a home game against
State or somebody
USC
you
in, a, in neutral sites, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I might walk away from that one. So, JR, I'm not trying to say no to you. I'm just trying to be open and as transparent as I can be. I'm the wrong person to ask about fantasy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 7 a.m. for Bo Johnson. You can find Bo on the Twitter as well. And talk to him about fantasy. He's our fantasy expert and our guru on the staff. I don't play for the obvious reasons that I realized I couldn't anymore. Let's go to Steve here. He's on with John. Hey, Steve. Welcome to the show. What up, Steve?
Georgia Bulldogs. It doesn't matter
what
who
about
we
them
play.
Georgia Bulldogs?
It doesn't matter where we play.
Right.
It's going to be a massacre.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They've got a really kind of interesting schedule. I mean, a little bit of both yesterday. Boy, there's a lot of pressure on Dabo right now. Georgia did play an extremely good football game, and I thought, you know, but some of that was, boy, Clemson, Steve, their offenses, whew, man, are they pedestrian.
Well, Clemson was the 14th ranked team in the nation,
yeah.
Favorite to win the ACC, best defense, one of the best defenses in the nation. Georgia dominated them, and if you don't believe it, you need to get down with the sickness.
Yeah, no, Georgia's the number one team in the nation. Nobody's denying that, are they? I'm not denying that. I'd vote Georgia number one. I had Georgia number one preseason.
You.
I have them number one now.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks. Nobody's denying that. It'll be interesting when tomorrow morning the new rankings will come out. I don't know why Georgia wouldn't be a unanimous number one, but I can guarantee you there'll be some dude in Texas hyperventilating about Arch Manning. There'll be some dude in Ohio going, you know, we crushed Akron. Well, actually, it didn't. Yeah, but it was Akron's an in-state team, and Akron really wants our number. It wasn't like we were playing some team from South Carolina. I mean, they'll just come up with some stupid reason, right? Oh, Ohio State's still the best team. Okay. All right. The only thing I've said about Georgia is I would be – look, Georgia's favorite to win the national title. Georgia's the best team in the nation. I've been saying it. I continue to say it. And again, for all of you out there, so I'm transparent, I'm not a Georgia Bulldog, okay? I'm not even a Georgia fan. I don't dislike them. I just don't. They're just, to me, there's Georgia, is Tennessee, is Alabama. It doesn't matter to me. I just kind of call it as I do when I'm not in. I don't have a team in the SEC. So I'm just kind of looking at them from the outside here. I think they're the best team in the nation, thought they were last year. I would vote them number one. I'll be really surprised if they go unbeaten, only because their schedule is so brutal. And they got to go to Ole Miss. They got to go to Alabama. They got to go to Texas. They're going to go unbeaten, they'd have to go 16-0, including 10 games away from Athens. 10-0 away from Athens. That's a heavy lift. All right, 404-726-0929. What are you thinking about the Falcons here? You excited? You nervous? You cautious? It's game week for the Atlanta Falcons on your home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 99 The Game. Sports Radio 99 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios, live on this September 2nd, Monday, Labor Day, taking you to 2 o'clock this afternoon. John Fricke with you. It is NFL game week. Our Falcons play their opener on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our coverage Sunday begins at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. Harper LaBelle, Joe Patrick, and myself right there on Northside Drive. We'll take you to Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson and the coverage of the pregame. And, of course, Wes and Dave on the call from Mercedes-Benz Stadium and the debut of Kirk Cousins, debut of, not really the debut of Raheem. The return of Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Debut of, Russ Wilson as the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So a lot of newness, a lot of excitement over that game. NFL season starts Thursday in a massive showdown between what I believe are the two best teams in the league, Kansas City Chiefs, Baltimore Ravens. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Thursday night. We will have the Chiefs and Ravens for you live on 92.9 The Game, your home of the NFL. So I'm asking you three questions. There's a Braves question out there. And again, if you want to jump in on college football, that's fine. Last couple callers did, LSU and Georgia. I do want to have a conversation with you about those things. Don't just do me a favor. Don't just call him and go, Georgia's great. Okay, I understand that. Duh. But let's have a conversation, okay? Number one here of the three questions, the Braves losing to the Phillies last night. Again, raised my hand, didn't see it because DirecTV and Disney got into a sword fight, and the next thing you know, my ESPN is gone. Oh, God. So there's that. But are you worried that the Braves are even going to make the playoffs? Or how concerned are you that the Braves are even going to make the playoffs? The sort of Braves right now kind of hanging on by a thread. They're back home tomorrow against Colorado. Number two, NFL starts this week. Mentioned Thursday night, and then Friday you've got the game in São Paulo, Brazil. I feel bad for the Packers and Eagles having to go that far. I mean, understand, Moscow, not Idaho, Moscow, Russia, yeah, like Putin, Moscow, is closer to Green Bay than São Paulo, Brazil, okay? Okay. So, hey, is the NFL wide open this year? Is it about those teams like the Ravens and the Chiefs and the Lions and the Niners, or is the NFL more wide open? Do you expect it to be kind of an interesting year? And number three, how are you feeling about, what's your pulse right now? Check your pulse. How are you feeling about the Falcons going to the opener? Are you excited? You nervous? You cautious? How are you feeling? 404-726-0929. You and I get a chat. If you're out grilling, do whatever you're doing at the barbecue on a Labor Day, jump into the program here. Hey, Nico. Nico is going to be next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about, we do have the opener, having Arthur Smith come back to Atlanta. In an interview, he was talking about hoping to put 40 up on Atlanta with the offense he runs down there in Pittsburgh. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
Well, what do you think about it?
Well, with the new additions on the defensive side of things and seeing how he ran things in Atlanta for the past couple of years, I can't really say that anybody believes it. Arthur Smith was just deteriorating the team, and I'm glad that we got a lot of new additions on offense and defense. It's going to come out and look like a whole different team, in my opinion. Completely locked down the division, being the schedule, how easy it is, having the second easiest schedule in the league this year, I feel like this can be a 12-13 win team.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are with you, Nico. I don't put any stock into all this pregame smack talk. It just, Arthur Smith can say what he feels bitter. That's fine. Yeah, I don't think he's putting 40 up on the Falcons either. So I'm not overly concerned about what Arthur Smith has to say. He's going to be standing on the sidelines with his head buried in a play chart, missing what's going on in the field like he always does. So I'm not overly concerned about that. And can you take Nico down, because I'm getting reverb in my ear here, if you could do that for me? Noel?
I'm sorry?
Thank you. Noel, can you take Nico out? I'm getting feedback. Thank you. Sorry, Nico. 404-726-0929. I think it was the radio coming back through his phone and back into my ear. Anyway, to the easiest schedule in the NFL, I want everybody to understand that this is, it is one of the falsities. It's simply not true. Because when they say it's the easiest schedule in the NFL, it's based on the records of the teams that you're playing this year, their records last year, as if they're the exact same teams. They're not. They're not the exact same teams. They've changed. A lot of new head coaches. There's new quarterbacks. There's new players. There's been a draft. There's been free agency. They're not the same teams. I mean, so, again, it's based on last year's teams, not this year's. And by the way, when you get there, like, for example, somebody called in. We were talking, Harper and I were talking about, he said he really likes Jaden Daniels in Washington and Dan Quinn, who, I, by the way, I still think, that, you know, Dan Quinn happened, but I still think Dan Quinn could coach football. You know, he's going to have to really improve that defense in Washington because they were terrible. They were the worst defense in the NFL last year. God, they were awful. But Jaden Daniels is an exciting player. Who knows how the Washington, you know, Commanders are going to be when you get to that game this year. Are they going to be a team that's on a roll? They may be. I have no idea. I know that the Falcons on paper have an extremely difficult start to the season when you're playing the Steelers, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. Back to back to back, two of those in prime time. And that's a difficult, taunting first 3 weeks. And then you got to follow it up by playing your two biggest rivals in the division in the first five games. So that's why I say take it as a chunk here. If you come out of that 5 weeks, that first 5 weeks, playing, you know, the Swampers and the Bucks, the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Steelers. If you come out of that, if you're 3-2, I'm good. Okay, if you're 3-2, I'm good. And then let's just reassess after the first five games. If you're 4-1, I'm great. If you're 3-2, I'm good. This is why I don't put a whole lot of worry about one over the other. I got to get to 3-2, okay? Even if I'm 0-2, I got to get to 3-2. So, you know, just let's try and take this one at a time and do it in chunks. It's like winning series in baseball, okay? And don't get overly up or down on the first game here either way. Though I really like the Falcons to win, they're favored to win. One of the things I think is kind of interesting to me is based on, forget about easiest schedule for a second, based on what Vegas is saying here and kind of projecting out, I honestly think that the Falcons at the moment, where they did, again, this will change as the season goes on, up or down, injuries to everybody and how teams are playing. But at the moment, if you look through the 17 games, I see maybe a maximum of four games where the Falcons are going to be underdogs. That's right, four where they're going to be underdogs. And I think that's a maximum. Now, they're going to be underdogs in week two. They're favorites against the Steelers. They're going to be underdogs in week two at Philadelphia, right? They're going to be underdogs against the Chiefs in week three. Well, John, that's already two. You only see four? Yeah. Maybe on the road at Tampa, maybe. And I don't know, is there another? Are they going to be, because I'm not sure they're going to be underdogs on the road in the Swamp. And they're not going to be underdogs against, who else on their schedule are they going to be underdogs against? They're going to be favored, the Falcons may be favored in 14 games this year. The Giants favored, Panthers favored, Swampers favored, Commanders favored. I mean, it goes on and on. Raiders favored. Chargers? Well, again, I can't know. Maybe that's the fourth. I don't know what Jim Harbaugh is going to do. I don't think that much of the Chargers. I'm not that high on them, but that's just me. 404-726-0929. We go to Mark. He's on with John. Hey, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, John? I've talked to you before. I'm a longtime Steeler fan since 1967. You guys don't have nothing to worry about. We're not going to score 40 on you. I haven't seen anything in the preseason to lead me to believe we've got a quarterback. Maybe Justin Fields because of his legs, but I don't think Russell Wilson has it. Defense, you know, I think our defense might be as usual, but I just don't see it.
Well, you know, I know a lot of Pittsburgh fans were really kind of counting on trying to get Brandon Ayuk because you got George Pickens and you got Darnell Washington. You got a couple of dogs out there, but yeah, the offense has got to, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they have. But I don't ever count on a Mike Tomlin team. I just don't. Look, let's put it this way, Mark. When it comes to your division, we can both agree a couple of things, right? Baltimore's the heavy favorite, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, beyond that, I think it's a coin flip. I really, because here's maybe another thing that you and I can both agree on. Either it just, whatever Joe Burrow had going in Cincinnati is never going to come back, or Deshaun Watson is a miserable fail in Cleveland, and it's never going to work. One of those two is probably true, which means that this, we'll just take this season, one of the Browns or Bengals is going to be a big disappointment. Is that fair to, I don't know which one, but one of them is going to be like a 6-11 disappointment.
Yes, sir. I believe that, you know, history will repeat itself with Cleveland. I believe Cleveland's going to be the one. I think Deshaun Watson's going to be he was a bust. I mean, they spent way too much money on him, and he can't stay on the field.
Well, you know, if they get Chubb back, they do have a defense. But one of the two. My point to you is I think the Steelers are a 9-10 win team, and I think the Falcons currently are a 9-10 win team. I expect this is going to be a close, hard-fought football game. I know that I've got a lot of Steelers fans in my mentions on X, Mark, who are like, we're going to run you off the field. I'm like, okay.
Right. You're not. Okay. No. Yeah. Can I mention real quick about the Braves?
Sure.
I've been so disheartened, you know, seeing the ups and downs. Of course, the injuries is a major deal, but, man, we got into Philadelphia, and they spanked us. I mean, they own the division. I think, you know, we're not going to the division. I'm praying some kind of miracle happens that we make it to the playoffs in a wild card, but that's even iffy. I don't know. It's so disheartening to see how things are going right now. Professional opinion?
Yeah, I know. Well, Mark, I mean, this is why I waved the white flag on my demand that they win the World Series. The sort of Braves, I'm just going to sit and watch some baseball. That's why I was asking the question, how concerned are you? I'll answer the question. I'm not concerned at all if they're going to make the playoffs, because if they don't make the playoffs, I'm like, okay, move on. Let's just get healthy. That's how I am.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Well, thanks for taking my call, sir. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Yeah, I just, this season, I don't use injuries as an excuse. I'm using injuries as a fact. That's all. Ron and David, hang on. Quick break, and then we're back with you as we talk about the Falcons, the Braves, college football. In the next hour, what Brian Kelly had to say after that LSU loss last night. We have the audio. We'll play it for you. So be patient, and I promise we'll get to you, and you get a crack live on the air here on a Labor Day Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.